conquer stress, boost happiness, and create an extraordinary life. Welcome to Uplift with your host, Jamie Fessel.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is your host, Jamie Pfeffer, and happy Monday to everyone. I'm so grateful to have you here today, and we have an amazing guest, Miss Martha Reed. I am so pumped and honored that she is here on Uplift today. Really excited. I want to go through a couple things, and then we will get straight to the show. We're going to be talking about color today, so really exciting topic, especially for those of us who are in the north where it is the end of November. We're starting to really head into the winter season, and sometimes it can be pretty gray. So I'm really looking forward to having Martha on today and taking your live calls. And I just wanted to start out by thanking everyone for coming, everyone that's listening in. And just to set the intention that if you are listening in live or to an archived show, that you find something here today that's positive and uplifting for you. And I also want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe that it's already on Thursday coming up. So, and one brief announcement. Well, actually, two. I want to thank Gail, who I found on Elance. She did my wonderful intro that you heard at the beginning of today's show. So thank you so much, Gail. She did a fantastic job. And if anyone needs an intro or any type of voiceover work, she is awesome. You can send me a message to jp@jamiepfeffer.com, and I would be happy to share her contact info with you. She was tremendous, fantastic to work with. So if you need anything like that, please let me know. And also, I wanted to welcome any new listeners today. I'm so happy to have you. And Uplift is the show that helps you conquer stress, boost your happiness, and create an extraordinary life. And I believe that anybody can create an extraordinary life, and they can do it by creating powerful habits every single day. And that's one of the things that I teach, and I try to feature guests and talk about topics that are really applicable, that are practical tools that anyone can use and you can learn quickly and easily to really shift your life, because I believe that we are here to enjoy our lives, to be in the solution, and to just really do what we love to do. So I'm excited to have you here, and the call-in number, if you want to jot it down now, because we are going to take live callers, is 646-378-0378. And again, Uplift airs on the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 1 p.m. Eastern from 1 to 2, and I'm grateful that you're here with me. So let's jump right in. As I began to say at the start of the show, we have a very special guest today. Her name is Martha Reed. And I heard Martha last week on the John Holland Show on Hay House Radio. And I knew immediately when within 5 minutes, that I wanted her on Uplift. She is a color expert. She has a degree in business. She also holds a PhD specializing in holistic life counseling. She's a certified hypnotherapist, a transformational life coach, and a spiritual counselor. And she works with energy medicine such as homeopathy, Reiki, crystal healing, color therapy, and flower essences. She currently manages a successful business in the Arrowhead area, and she sees private clients every day. She also hosts numerous group sessions on weight loss, stress reduction, and relaxation, and she teaches hypnosis. She has an extensive experience in both internal and external relationship healing. So with that, I would like to welcome our very special guest today, Miss Martha Reed.
Hi there.
Hi, Martha. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm
wonderful. So glad to connect with you and to be on your show today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Like I was saying, I heard you on John Holland's show, and I was just fascinated about all of this stuff about color. And it wasn't my first experience with color, but you really brought it back for me. I don't think that I've really thought about it in probably 9 months or so. I have certain practices that I go back to over and over, but, you know, like I was saying, in Michigan, we're getting into the season where it's just gray, and color is just so helpful to really liven things up and all of that. So I'm so grateful to have you here, and why don't we just start? Do you want to just give a little bit of a background on yourself and how you started getting into this, and then maybe just a little brief introduction to color and what it is that you do?
Sure. But before I begin, I just want to tell you what's interesting is this morning a friend of mine on Facebook had just traveled back to Michigan to spend some time with her father, and she posted this morning that she left here and it's sunny and 70 degrees, and she gets there. She's been there for 5 days, and the sun has only come out literally one time, and it lasted 5 to 10 seconds max. And what a difference that it was being in the grayness of that. And it's interesting that you bring that same topic up this morning. So that's something that I would love to get into here in a little bit as well, our environmental color. So you read my bio, and it's long and lengthy, so for all of you out there listening, I just apologize for that. At some point, I'm going to figure out how to shorten that up and, you know, maybe just say I'm a metaphysician and work with mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual healing. I don't know, but at some point,
I'll
trim that down. And so color, I'm often asked, how is it I got into color? And my standard answer is always, color got into me. I did not get into color. Color got into me. And that is because all of us are color. It's not visible specifically to our eyes to look at you or me or somebody, you know, that's sitting in the room next to you. And imagine that if they, you know, didn't have any clothes on. I'm not saying like picture your whoever's around you naked. What I'm saying is that there we have color of our skin, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the color or the frequency of energy that lies within each and every one of us. As I believe and is scientifically proven, we are energy beings. And I personally believe that I'm a spiritual being that is here in a physical body for a physical experience. But without my spirit, my body is nothing more than a vessel. And that is my belief. But this energy that I'm referring to is the part of us that's firing the neurons in our body. It's helping our brain function. There's a whole electrical current and component within us. And within that, there's also some energy centers called chakras. And depending on where you're from, you might call it a chakra. But these chakras are, I'm referring to seven of them specifically. They're like what we call the main chakras. There are many more than that, but we're talking about the seven main ones. Well, these seven chakras, they reside at the core of our body, in the center of our being. Just like on the, if you'd imagine on the inside of your spine, like in your body on the inside, they're not external. They're internal. However, they radiate out from us. So you can imagine if you're in a room and you can feel somebody next to you, you know, or if there's static, you know, you can get shocked by touching somebody who has, you know, that electrical static sensation. If you put your hand up close enough, you can feel them. There's an energy that even though they're within us, they do come out of us. And we have these layers of energy bodies around us, why we can tap into other people, like moods, we can feel them up behind us, like that you imagine the hair standing up on the back of your neck when you sense something behind you. We have all these senses, and they're all have an electrical current. Well, all of these energy bodies within our being have a color that is associated with them. And I'm not just saying like we just made it up like the colors of the rainbow, but scientifically there is a megahertz that comes off of color and can be tested. Well, we have, and do you mind if I just share the chakras really quick for those listeners out there
who
don't know? Okay, so our chakras, there are seven of them, and I'll tell you them in order. And just like the rainbow, the root chakra sits just below your tailbone, and it vibrates to the color red. Just below our belly button is our sacral energy center, and it vibrates to the color orange. Just above our belly button is our solar plexus, and it vibrates to the color yellow. Right in the middle of our chest is our heart center, our heart chakra, and it vibrates to the color green. There is also a secondary heart chakra that sits behind this one, and it is pink. That's also a heart center, but if you imagine the two, the outer heart is the one that's about community and connection and connected to nature and growth. Even, you know, jealousies or envies come in that center. But behind that is the pink one, and that's all about unconditional love, self-nurturing. It kind of has that, to me, that Mother Mary feel of wanting to protect you and to nurture you. So that's like the internal heart connection to self. Some even refer to it as where the inner child resides. So we have those two right above that. Right where our thyroid sits, right in the base of our throat, is our throat chakra. Vibrates to the color blue, kind of like an aqua blue, water blue. Right in the middle of our forehead is our third eye, and that vibrates to the color indigo blue or a deep purple, depending on how you see it. Right above the top of our head, sitting right on the top of our head, is our crown chakra. Oftentimes that chakra is referred to as a lavender or purple. I personally see it white with a little bit of purple like lining it. So, you know, that can go either way up there. But all of these colors that we have an energy associated with them. And another interesting fact is if you think about the root chakra and it's sitting right below our tailbone, and it's red, just like the rainbow, right? We went up those red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, right? We went up that spectrum. If you think about those colors going red, orange, yellow, those are all fire colors. Then we have the green of the heart or the pink, and it's kind of a neutral color. Then everything above that is blues and purples. Those are our water colors. So our bodies, just like that, we have our fire elements, and we have our water elements in our being. And these, just like the sunrise and the sunset, they have cycles. So our root chakra is being developed in our life from birth till seven. And then our solar plex, or our sacral, is 7 to 14. Then our solar plexus yellow is, on up there from 14 to 21. So you're looking, you can kind of think back about in your life and think about these ages and the color that's associated with them. They're all growth periods, right? And then once we get to age 49, it kind of goes back and starts over, and it's kind of like our second chance to work on all of the things that we've either not processed or worked on throughout our life or that we need to become stronger at. So for instance, the root chakra, if you think about that birth till seven, red is the color of feeling grounded, connected, feeling safe, feeling even passion lies there. So if you think about your early childhood with the color red, that is your life. You're being born. Are you taken care of? Do you feel safe? You know, you are dependent on other people to, you know, keep you warm, keep you fed. All of those things are going on during this time period. Not that it doesn't happen throughout life, but during this time period is when our root chakra is being established. So that's kind of a little kind of idea about the chakras and about color. So speaking about this color, you can also, let me go back here for a minute. When I talked about at the beginning that we are spiritual beings here for a physical experience, well, our energy centers within our being are designed to help us coexist in this dual reality. So the chakras are always spinning and moving and part of our life force. And they can have insufficient energy and they can have excess energy. So we'll stick with the red for right now. I feel like there's one of the listeners out there that this is going to benefit. And I'm hoping that whoever it is that I'm tuning into is going to get through on one of the calls. But the red chakra, if we have a time in our life where we're, or a, not a time, but a tendency to be angry, to be, you know, the rage, that whole, you think about the old cliches about, you know, is red with anger, or you think about the bull that's, you know, they're making it mad with the little red cloth. So red can have the excess energy that can be emotionally like that warrior charged, vicious kind of wants to attack kind of energy to it. Do you see what I'm saying with that?
Yes.
Okay, so this energy can be very, very strong. On the opposite side of this, it could be somebody who doesn't feel very safe. They could be in fear. They could be timid. Mm-hmm. They could be shy. They could, you know, never want to leave their house, right? So we have an imbalance in our red energy. And this red can go both directions, right? And then the orange, if you think about it, orange, most people when they think about orange, they think about, oh, happy and joyful and oranges and, you know, like this bright, you know, whatever, balloons. There's just this big, happy joy center. But on the opposite side of orange, there can be addiction. So if you think about it sitting right below our belly button, you could even include like sexual addictions. All addictions, that anything that is happening when we have issues in that area, so we can, you know, lack of joy, depressions, you know, we could have stagnant constipation, we can have irritable bowel and excess energy. So anything that's happening in these areas can be an indicator to us that there's something that's not right in those energy centers. And with that, we can look at the red. If we have an insufficiency, would we want to add, like, let's say, a watercolor to that red if it's already lacking in energy? The answer, I would say, would be no, because we don't want to put any more of that fire out, right? It's already depressed, or it's already lacking energy. So the red, when we have an imbalance in this chakra, where it's deficient of the fire that it needs, we would want to add more fire. So any person out there that's lacking in feeling safe, feeling grounded, feeling protected, you know, not feeling stable, those people need red, because we want to give them the fire that they need to build that strength, right? That core strength up. A person who has too much energy in that area, where we're talking about rage and, you know, negative passion maybe, or whatever it is, that anger, those type of things, would we want to add more fuel to that fire? No. In that case, we would want to add one of our watercolors. Okay? So if you think about, I've talked about the below colors being the fire colors and the above colors being the watercolors, we would want to bring in something that would help calm that down. So if we think about those two ideas, right? So if you think about the color wheel, I know I saw you posted on our talk somewhere today, a color wheel. Well, that color wheel, if you think about opposite colors, right? If you on the wheel, red, the opposite color is going to be green. Orange, the opposite color is going to be blue. Yellow is going to be purple, right? So in this case, the opposite color of red would be green. So a person who has too much red in their life, we would want to bring in green. Okay?
Okay.
The other alternative to this is, if you think about the body, we talk about the root was red and the top of our crown was white. What happens if you mix white and red? You get pink, right? And pink was unconditional love. It's very soft. So the other color that we could add would be white. All right? Okay, so these are two things that are going on. And one of the things I want to bring up is this, I don't know who this person is that keeps coming into me, but this rage or this anger, maybe it's a child that's happening. We've got a kid with anger issues or throwing tantrums or a spouse or boyfriend or something. I see something. But when we have somebody external, the beautiful thing about colors is we can also, the intention of bringing them into our lives to affect the things that are around us. So, right? So if we know that we have an angry boss or we have an angry person or somebody who is just too intense, we're not going to want to add intensity to them. We're going to want to wear something that kind of energetically can help bring the environment or the surrounding area down. So,
okay.
See what I'm saying? So,
yes.
Anyway, that was a whole lot
of,
I don't know where it went.
That's great. You know what? We've got a live caller, so I want to bring her in. I have lots more questions, but I want to bring her on. Her name is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Uplift.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful to have you here. And what was
it's
your question for Martha?
It's my first time, so I'm so excited.
Wonderful. Thank you for listening.
I've had a cough now for over a month, which doesn't seem to go away. No matter what I try, I've tried tapping, I've given myself Reiki, other people have given me Reiki, so I'm at a loss. So I don't know if there's a color Martha could suggest that would help.
Sure.
Absolutely. Okay, so we know you don't have a medical issue. Is that my understanding? You're not... Okay, we know this. Okay, so when we have things that come up that are unexplainable, oftentimes it is an emotional response. Now, it's obviously showing up as a physical symptom. You have a cough, right? Could be allergies, could be drainage. These are the things we don't know. But what we do know is that it's residing within our throat chakra. And our throat chakra is also going to govern our ears and our nose. So even if it is drainage, even if it is allergies, what we know is that there is activity happening in the throat chakra. The throat chakra vibrates to the color blue. But one of the things that happens when we have drainage that's not always acknowledged is sometimes we have what's called tears on the insides. We're crying on the inside. These are emotions. These are things that we haven't been able to express, things we haven't been able to let out, and we're literally choking on these things. Our body wants to eliminate them. We want to get them out. We want to speak them. But when we have this sometimes, there is also the balancing energy center, which is our sacral, which sits below our belly button. We talked a little bit about that orange color. Orange, Anna, how do you feel about the color orange?
I don't really like it. I don't own anything that orange.
Okay, what about blue? How do you feel about blue?
Oh, I love it.
Okay. So what I'm going to invite you to do is bring in orange, because oftentimes when we need something, we avoid it because it triggers change within us. So usually the thing that we like the least is the thing that we need the most, but we just don't usually like to go through the process. So you liking blue and you have an issue with your blue area, I would say we've probably got an overload of emotions and blue within you. So I'm going to invite you to bring in the color orange, because orange is going to invite joy into your life. It's going to invite stimulation and creativity and fun. And it's also going to help you with your expression, help you to get out whatever it is you're trying to get out, or it's going to help you hold back when you shouldn't be letting things out. Like sometimes we say things that we didn't mean to say, or we say stuff that we regret. And so we want to balance these two. I don't know which one it is with you, but what I do know is with you not liking the color orange, if we bring that in, it's going to help you a lot. Now, you don't have to, you know, walk out in an orange suit. You can wear orange undergarments. You can change your screensaver on your computer to orange. You can buy orange flowers. It's fall. There's going to be orange all around. You can write with an orange pen. You can use orange-lined paper. Whatever it is, you want to bring it in. You could wear orange socks. It doesn't matter, but you want to bring in some orange, right? But it doesn't have to be seen. But mm-hmm. The funny thing is, you know, I would love for you to like my Facebook page, which is Martha Reed, PhD.
I already have.
Insights. Oh, you have? Good. Because what I want you to do is I want you to start doing this with orange, and I want you to just notice. And then I want you to send a comment on my page when this happens. You're going to learn to like orange, and you're going to be shocked. Because the funny thing is once we allow it in and we invite that joy back into our life, it's almost like we can't not have it anymore. And you'll be shocked and say, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this. So I want to see how long it takes with you.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Well, that's so interesting and fascinating, Martha.
Mm-hmm.
That is really the idea that once we invite it in, we can't imagine our lives without it.
Well, it's true. Amazing. Think about it. You want to, let's say you want a green car, and mm-hmm. you don't see it anywhere, but the moment that you purchase it or you have it, and it seems like everybody has it.
Right.
Focus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I want to ask you about, this show was just, the one that you did last week was just fascinating to me. So I wanted to ask you about a couple other things. How about worry? What color would work well for worry?
Well, it's going to depend on what is creating the worry. Worry is a thought, right? Worry is in the mind. And worry, most of the time, is just a fear of the future, right? Right? Anxiety,
right.
Worry. If it's worry, it's in the mind, and that's like an indigo blue or deep purple. Okay, so that's going to be in your third eye. That has to do with your thoughts. However, worry also shows up in our stomach, which sits right above our belly button, and it vibrates to the color yellow. That's where anxiety also lies. Oftentimes we feel it in our chest, but it usually is the butterflies and the uneasiness and the not knowing what's going to happen next, that feeling of being on edge can be in our mind, but it triggers the feelings in our stomach. So the colors that we're dealing with are yellow and indigo blue or that deep purple. And, you know, it depends on what the worry is. Are we excessively thinking? If that's the case, that is a dark, deep subject, basically. And we need to lighten it up, right?
Okay.
So we want to lighten it up. We want to have a little more, you know, fun, and we want to be able to come up with creative ideas and to express those things or new solutions to come in. So when that's the case, we want to bring in yellow to help us bring in those new ideas. Now, if that worry is being triggered by our gut instincts, and the gut instincts are showing us like we know something's wrong, or we should be, you know, rethinking, or we don't, you know, we're getting a nudge that we shouldn't do something, or a nudge that we should, that starts in our yellow center. And when it starts in our yellow center, that feeling then triggers the worry thought. And if that's the case, then we have too much yellow going on, where our instincts are, you know, hypersensitive, or they're you know, on high alert. That's where you get kind of that anxiety, nervous tension kind of feeling. People overeat. That whole thing that happens when, you know, we're not sure what to do. Stress eating. Those type of things. They call it stress eating, but it's more like anxiety eating. Those types are too much yellow. Now, if that is where your worry's coming from, or that feeling, then what we need to do is we need to add in some of the indigo blue or the purple to kind of calm it down. So you kind of got to know where it's coming from, you know, to know.
Right.
So in homeopathy, this kind of has a homeopathic premise to all of my work. In there, we learn that like cures like, or what's called the law of similarities. So in other words, if we're lacking something, we're going to give it that which it needs to strengthen it, right? So one of the things I also want to make sure that I tell everybody, like if I'm telling you have too much purple going on and to add yellow, that doesn't mean don't still have a splash of purple, because we always want to work with both elements. It's what I call dragonfly medicine. It's a program that I do it's called the Dragonfly Effect, Awaken Your Inner Warrior. And in there we talk about using colors as our medicine. And we always want to use, you know, the like that cures like, so the little splash of purple, and then the majority yellow, or just vice versa. We would use, you know, the majority purple, but always add in a splash of yellow.
Okay. So how does that relate to what you were saying before, where you need the opposite color?
That is the opposite color. Purple or indigo blue is the opposite of yellow. If you look at the color wheel.
Okay, now I see.
That is.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, great.
And here's the other thing. Let me tell you another thing, you know, that sometimes I forget about, but since the holidays are, you know, coming, and most of us are still worrying about Thanksgiving, but it seems every store and everywhere else has already moved on to, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else. So, but I'm going to go with the two colors of red and green. Now, people don't like to like wear red and green. There are other colors that you can bring in. So, for instance, red, some other colors that are grounding would be like a black, a brown, those type of colors. And, again, for the green, you can do pink. So you can imagine pink and brown. Those look nice together. You can imagine green and brown. They look good together. Even red and pinks, I mean, they, depending if it's a deep, like, wine red, pink. So you can play with these a little bit. You know, any various shades of green, things like that.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we have a couple more callers, and I did forget to announce that our third caller today is going to get a free Hay House 2015 Daily Affirmations calendar. So that is exciting. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so next up we're going to go with Lauren. And Lauren wants to know, what is a good color for money, and what is a good color for relationships with money? Hi, Lauren, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
That is exactly my question. I'm trying to shift my relationship with money So I was wondering if there is a color. I mean, I was thinking maybe green, but maybe I'm wrong. But I wondered if there's a color I can wear or surround myself with, or I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, it's so interesting that here in the United States, we think about the color of money as being green because our money is green. All other places around the globe, green is not associated with money at all. And to me, when I want to deal with something, I want it to be universal because for me, I don't really care where the money or the abundance comes from. I don't want to limit it. So green, yes, that can be your intention and you can use it. But what I would want to question more is what do you think is creating the block? Do you think it's fear?
Yeah, I know there's definitely some fear there. And just, you know, it's kind of always been an issue. There's never been enough. I mean, back from childhood, you know, there's just always been a lack of it. So I've made progress with my shift, but there's still fear there for sure.
Okay. So if you had enough money, how would your life be different? Emotionally.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I think I would just feel freer, you know? I'd feel stronger myself, more independent.
Okay, so there's our words, stronger and independent. Those are a root chakra issue. Those are red. Those are saying, I'm afraid of not having enough, but if I did have enough, I would be strong and I'd be stable. And I would be free to do whatever I want, move wherever I want. Right. So to me, this is a security, underlying security element. So for you, you're tuning into green. We're associating with money, but these are actually your colors, which are green and red. So to me, you're lacking the strength that the green needs. Now, this can go two ways. So yes, we can add in green, but if we don't get you to where you feel safe enough to make the right decisions, strong enough to take risks, bold enough to, you know, get a different job, whatever it is, we don't strengthen your core, you know, your strength, it's going to be difficult. So you're going to want to use those dark browns, deep reds, you know, those things with your intention of feeling safe and secure, grounded, and protected.
Wow.
And when you stand in that, you're going to be open to bringing in that little bits of green, right?
Wow. Right? Yeah.
And also think about the pink color, that little pink center that sits behind your root chakra. I mean, your heart chakra, right? Because you've got to love yourself enough to allow it to. So there, those are your colors.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's really interesting, you know, with the last caller you said that it's very possible for the one thing you need to be something that you're not comfortable with. And these colors are far from what I'm comfortable with. But I can do it.
Yeah. You know what you can do? Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
You're right-handed. Okay, so you can get away with this because of the season. You can get a yellow or a green ribbon. And they have some real pretty ones that you can tie on your wrist on one hand. And you can do this, the green ribbon on your left hand, because that's your receiving hand. And a red ribbon on your right hand, because that's your giving hand. So you're going to be giving out this, you know, this strength, this energy, so that you can receive that which you desire. Now, if you want to just be really funny, you can walk around in a red and green sock too. But these are things that you can use right now, right? You can wear red undergarments. We talked about that. But this would be something that is a reminder to you that I want to feel safe and secure and find ways to do that and protected and just focus on that with that red and just tell yourself I'm allowing with my receiving hand open to have this.
That is awesome.
Beautiful. Good.
I love that.
Good.
Thank you both so much. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. What a great idea. I like the receiving and the giving. That's amazing.
Yes. Good, good. Thank you.
Love that. Thank you, Lauren. Okay. That was awesome. You know, I was talking earlier about using color before, and I forgot until you just mentioned wearing a sock. I wear different colored socks every day. I wear mismatched socks every day. And that's because I used to take things really seriously. And I'm fortunate to have a six-year-old who, when she was three, started dressing herself and started, you know, everything was mismatched. She would wear her clothes backwards, and I loved it. It gave me this lighthearted playfulness that I needed. So I started doing that. But I was thinking, it was about maybe even longer ago than that. I was having some issues with, I hate to say this, but sexuality. Like, I wasn't as into it, I think, as I used to be.
Yeah,
so
that's your joy center.
Orange. Yes. Was that correct, the orange?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, great. And I remember I went out and I bought, like, every orange thing I could find at Target. I bought, like, orange tank tops and orange underwear and, you know, because I didn't, orange isn't, certain colors of orange don't fit my skin tone very well. But, you know, like you said earlier, you know, it's not about wearing an orange suit. And I remember John saying, you know, you can even think those colors. How do you feel about that? Is that...
Oh, absolutely. So you can, like you said, walk out in your environment with the intention to tune into the colors. You could be walking and saying, you know what, I'm going to look for where orange shows up in my life today, whether it's in a lamp or on a curb or on a sign or in the car or somebody wearing it, right? You can. These frequencies are all around us. The thing about frequency is in the air, we can't see them around us. But every color is always present. As long as the sun is shining, right, the presence is there. And nothing is colorless.
Right.
It's the energy, the vibration is everywhere. You know, I read a thing that said a rainbow, this always fascinates me, that when we see a rainbow, you know, we always look for it, and it's, you know, magical signs and all of these things. You need rain, you need water, and then a rainbow appears. But what is interesting to me is that you can only see a rainbow when the rain and the sunlight hit a certain angle so that the rays of light refract through the water and create this rainbow. Your eyes have to be able to be at the exact right position to see it. So that's because of the cones that are in our eyes. They have to be. So to me, when the sun is not exactly right, there's got to be rainbows everywhere, but we just can't see them. And that always makes me wonder, what else can't we see?
Right.
So if they're always present in our cone shape dictate what colors we see and how we see them, what about all these other things? I mean, there are certain animals and insects that see far more colors and things than we do. And we've got the saying, you know, seeing is believing, but the truth is there is so much right in front of us that we can't see just because of the shape of these cones in our eyes. So, yes, absolutely, we can just have the intention of tapping into that because it's present. Whether we see it or not, we can feel it.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm going to bring another caller on. This is Carol.
Lucky
Carol
number
three. The winner. Yes, she is the winner of the 2015 Hay House I Can Do It Daily Affirmations Calendar. Hi, Carol, are you there?
Hi, Jamie. Oh, I'm so excited.
Great.
I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you for
the calendar,
and thanks for taking my call. I'm enjoying the show. Hello, Martha.
Wonderful. Hello.
My question is, can eating food of a certain color affect our chakra or our vibration and help improve or change it?
Yes, ma'am, it sure can. Anything, we can use crystals, we can use food, we can use our drinks. I always say when we're eating or drinking things, it should be something that's pure or natural, not like died with color, because although the color is there, the frequency is really not. So absolutely you can. One of the things I have not talked about yet is how things can negatively affect us. So sometimes things, like we were talking earlier about addictions or not speaking our truth. We were talking about orange and we're talking about blue. Well, if we're somebody with addictions in that joy center, if we are just always about stimulation and, or, you know, bright things and excess energy, if we keep adding to that and adding to that, we are creating a bigger problem. Just like a person who might be suffering from depression, if they're always wearing blue and no matter what they try, they're still depressed, well, chances are there literally are too blue, and we want to, mm-hmm. Too blue, like, you know, down. And literally, mm-hmm. the blue is depression. It's blue. So we want to, you know, avoid colors that are creating, or not creating, avoid things that are adding to our issue, right? So the foods that you're choosing, do they affect us? We want to choose ones that make us feel good. Absolutely.
Huh. Wow. So maybe you would do, like, you know, pumpkin, because that's a joyful, orange is the joyful vibration.
Yep, that would be good.
Okay.
And wouldn't you agree, I know I do, that if I was depressed and somebody gave me pumpkin pie on, I'd be happy for a minute.
That's great.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
So that's wonderful. And I love the practical application. So with blue, you want to bring in orange. With violet, you want to bring in yellow?
More of an indigo blue or a deep purple, not violet. That's too light. That'd be more of a crown.
Okay.
Above your head. White, you know, purple, kind of lavender, violet.
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating.
This is my
stuff.
Knowing of it anyway. This is mine. There are many
right.
different things out there. This is how I know it and see it.
Okay. So what about self-doubt? What color would you recommend for that?
Well, it depends on where self-doubt is coming from.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about like a new entrepreneur? Someone that's brand new in their business, they've never, you know, maybe they're a year in, and they're just, you know, I mean, when you start out, you don't really know what you're doing. And, yeah, that kind of thing. So
okay. So what we would want to know at this point is this a self-confidence issue? Is this a belief system? Is this something that's been proven true? We've been doing it for a year and we have no results. At that point, this self-doubt could be a dream that's not coming to fruition. So it's kind of a fine line here of whether it's a heart chakra thing or if it is a self-worth situation of yellow. So it would depend on what's creating that feeling. You know, you're new into it, so there's the unknown. Unknowns are thoughts, right?
Okay.
But I would say that it's not really the unknown. It's going to be, and our beliefs are there as well. But I think that it might be more of a issue of the heart. We don't have somebody here that I could ask questions of, but when
right.
we think about our heart center, this is mm-hmm. all. This is where our love lives. What we want to do, who we want to be, how we want to show up. Our
mm-hmm.
desires, our heart's desire basically lies there. And sometimes when we don't have, to me, if you, and we go back again to the chakras, I had told you that the root, the solar plexus, or the sacral and the solar plexus sit below the heart, and above the heart is the throat, the third eye, and the crown. Well, the mm-hmm. heart being in the middle, I call this the bridge, because this one can go either direction. And I always say nothing functions or works right in our life if our heart is not in it. So I would say, are they really following their heart's desire? Is it what they truly want? And if it is and they're not having it, we would need to look at the beliefs that mm-hmm. are triggering that insecurity.
Yep.
And again, that would go down to the red, the insecurity. But
okay.
Makes
sense. Wow. Really interesting. All right. So what were you going, can you elaborate a little bit on just the environmental color, like the gray that I was kind of associating with today, or I mean talking about at the start of the show?
Oh, yes. So let's talk about black and let's talk about white. Black mm-hmm. oftentimes is associated with negative, dark energies. And sometimes people say, I wear black because it makes me look thin, you know, it's best on camera, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But in the color world, black is the absence of light and white is the presence of all colors. So it's the mm-hmm. spectrum or the prism. It contains all colors of light that create white, and black is the absence of light, just like nighttime. The sun is not present, so it's dark. It's absence of light. During the day, the light is present, so we have all colors present. So dark or black can be used as a grounding color, like as in red, but the thing we want to be careful about with black is that it absorbs energy. Since it's the absence of light, absence of energy, mm-hmm. it's going to absorb it, take it on from everywhere. So if you're wearing black, you can be taking on the emotions of the entire environment.
Mm-hmm.
White can repel energy. It can repel because it's already full of color. And when we wear white, just as a side note, we always want to wear bright white, not dull, because we're dimming our light, basically. So always make sure everything is bright and crispy white. And if it gets dim, get rid of it. So it's you know, good to wear there. So when we combine the black and the white, we have gray.
Mm-hmm.
So gray skies put us into a state of, we don't know where we stand. Like there's like, you don't know if you are happy, you don't know if you're sad, right? So it usually it's like that doom and gloom kind of feeling. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people love it, but it sometimes can weigh heavy on us because
mm-hmm.
we don't know where we stand. And when the sun comes out, it's like, oh, yes, the light. But if it doesn't go away, then it's like, well, where are we? Who
yeah.
are we? So this grayness, right, is between these two. So what we want to always do is bring in some type of color, right? I once heard that the reason people had Christmas trees brought into the house was to bring color into the winter where there was lacking of color because of depression. They would bring life into their
home.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that was part of what the Christmas tree, how it started
wow.
coming into the house and then bringing in that.
That's amazing.
You know. Yeah.
Yep.
So we want to do that. And then if you think about the holidays and all of the color and the lights, these all ward off the depression
yes.
or that stagnant.
Oh, wow.
It creates movement.
I love that. I never thought of that. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
I mean, I'm in Michigan, and it's just gray. And I'm like, this is positive and, you know, smiling. And I just hear it. I hear it a lot. It's just started here. And I really try personally not to let the weather dictate my mood. But
see,
by the same token, I'm a highly sensitive person,
right.
and I've heard from other teachers and things that I can, and even around certain types of people, I can put like a white glow around me or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what light
something like that
or something?
That I can do.
Sure, you can do those. Those are going to protect you from outside things, but we're talking about your personal vibration, so I'd do exactly what you're doing. You're wearing mismatched socks. If you look around your environment, most of the people around you, you're going to see through this time of year that aren't kind of in that light. They're going to be wearing white and gray and black plaid skirts, black tights, black jacket, right? Everything, if you look around, you know, is going to be this way. Oftentimes you will see red brought in because people just are naturally drawn to trying to ground themselves and to make themselves feel okay. But the best thing to do is wear things with a scarf. I mean, if you're going to wear black and white, fine. Throw on a scarf that has at least a color in it, right? Or a hat or your gloves, something, just to bring in some color. And you're not only doing this for you, but you're also spreading light wherever you go.
Right.
Some people don't feel they can wear them or they don't give themselves permission to be seen. When we wear a lot of black, it usually means don't see me.
Yep. I heard you say that. Yeah.
That's so awesome. And if you're in these frumps or these states where you're not, you know, really happy or lacking joy or you're going through something, just tell yourself, today I'm going to look and see who's wearing color. And just allow yourself to see the color around you, even if it is the smallest thing. Like imagine these black and white pictures, or they're all gray, and then there's this little red cardinal that's, you know, up in a tree, or a little bluebird. There's still going to be color somewhere. And just keep your focus on that and just look for it, no matter how small it is.
That's so wonderful. Martha, you are amazing. I absolutely love this. We're getting short on time, but I want to make sure that you can tell us, where can we find you? I know you're an author. Can you give us a little bit of information about yourself?
Yes, I am an author, yes, and I have a center in Arizona. However, my clientele is international. I do appointments in my office, private sessions. I do Skype, video conferencing, phone appointments. My website is www.insights-for-life.com. And my number here to schedule appointments, we can do that online, but if you want to call in, we'd be glad to do it for you. That number is 623-249-5888. And again, I mentioned earlier, I'd love some connections on Facebook as well. You can find me at Martha Reed, PhD, Insights for Life, I think it is. And I think that's about it.
Can you have a book? Is that right?
Oh, yes, I do. My book. that little thing, right? I have two things going on with that. The whole thing we're talking about here today, yes, my book is called Holistic Chakra Balancing and the Power of Color Therapy, and it's an intro book. It's available on Amazon. You can get it on my website as well, or Barnes & Noble. And it is an intro book to what we've been talking about here today, some case studies and how to use different emotions, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, ways to use color. Talks a little bit about our energy bodies and using things like hypnosis and aromatherapy and all that fun stuff in there as well.
Awesome. That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Martha was fantastic, and I am so glad that I reached out. I heard you on John Holland and was like, I am just going for it. So I thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us today. And I know I have a lot of listeners. I have a lot of listeners that listen to the archive, and it's available free for a year. So I'm sure that this interview is going to help so many people. It's just so practical. And, you know, I was just looking at my water bottle on the table in front of me, and that's the other thing I do. I do mixed-matched water bottles, so like a green bottom and an orange top, or a purple top and a blue bottom. And, it's great. It's a little way to add color into my life. And I hope that for all the listeners, we added a little color into your life today. I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a fantastic holiday. I am so grateful for you. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of the week.